All right, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you again for joining me at this unusual time. I have to go catch a flight, so I had to do the shiur a little bit earlier today. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning some Mishin Chaf Aleph Se'ifim Hey, Vav, and Zayin. We are holding at Se'if Hey. Today's Amud is Kuf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, but we're holding on page 294 at Se'if Hey. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Asu l'mloch basar mavushal l'beitzim mavushales l'hanicha. One is not allowed to salt a cooked meat or a cooked egg in order to leave it aside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, d'hadam the fact that we allowed salting an egg, that was for something that you need that meal of l'mloch habasar ubeitza, k'dei laniach l'achar zman, but to salt meat or an egg to put it aside for later, dami li'ibru kvisha, that's much more like ma'abed, that's much more like kavush, which is similar to bishul. V'inei dasa magen avram v'taz dafi l'udai to lechul b'yomo m'l'tzorch sudah acharis li'shizor b'zeh, magen avram and taz are even so machmir to say that even if you're going to needed that day, but at a different meal, not the meal that you're having right now. That's also aser, provided that the later meal is much later. However, the Eliyahu Rabba is not as machmir. The Eliyahu Rabba thinks that if you're not going to have it after Shabbos, you can have it on Shabbos, that's called immediate enough. The Gra sounds that way as well. Especially if it's hot right now and you're just salting it in order to preserve it so that it doesn't spoil. Then for sure you could be making for a later meal on that same day. Because if it's hot and you're worried that the meat is going to spoil, even the taz would have been making, and the taz was one of the machmirim that for a later meal is not okay. Basar dog chai asul malcho b'Shabbos, raw meat or fish, you're not allowed to salt on Shabbos kadei shlo yasriach, to prevent it from spoiling. V'afil b'makom hafsir asir, and even if it's makom hafsir, it's going to be asir. V'afil rotzol malcho kadei liachlo acham lichaso chai asir. And even if you're salting it, or I think they call it curing it, in order to be able to eat it right after you do the malicha, it's going to be asir. D'yaf gav dei nibud b'achol midar aysim, mikol that even though there's no ibud on ochlin on a daraisa level, but nevertheless it's mechzi ki ibud, and therefore it's going to be asur midrabanan. So if you make the food edible by taking fish and curing the fish, someone told me there was a recipe in Fleishig magazine for cured fish, and it was a very popular recipe. People are using it a lot. So a guy told me his wife wanted to use it was about to cure the fish on Shabbos. So that's aser. You can't do that. But you're allowed to rinse the meat in order to eat it raw afterwards. And that's not called a tikkun. Sheina tikkun begufa basar el shmedichum mishum dam be'en sha'alav. Because when you rinse the meat, you're not really improving the meat. You're just cleaning off the blood that's on its surface. Umikol makom near the aser ladiach habasar shalom nimlach keshachal yom shlishi yos b'shabes kedei shli yos achachach lebishul kivin shein rotzalechal hayom. That he says if you have meat that you need to rinse off in order to keep it kosher, because the meat hasn't been salted yet. So if you don't rinse it, it will become treif, the blood will become too much a part of it to be koshered through the salting. You have to learn dine melicha to fully understand everything over here. But if you need to rinse the meat in order to keep it kosher, and you want to be able to eat it after Shabbos, that's going to be aser. V'gamein derech le'echol chai, and it's not normal to eat the meat raw, nikar shos le'tzorech chol, so it's obvious that you're doing this for the sake of a weekday. V'afilu al day in Yehudi Asuladiach. You can't even ask a guy to do that for you. Shein kan hefsid kol kach im lo yudichenu, because it's not such a major loss if you do not rinse it. Sheyachal echol tzli, because you could always eat it roasted. Kein kosav amagin avram, meaning it's not a loss because you don't need melicha in order to roast meat. You only need melicha if you want to cook meat. Umari biyach bebeso. And this is all when we're talking about an individual. Aval bekatzav amocha lachirin. But if you have a butcher that's selling meat to other people, bevaday yesh hefsid bezev yachal then it's a real loss, and that you could do through an Ein Yehudi. And similarly, if it's a kind of meat that would be seriously downgraded if you had to roast it and you couldn't cook it, like fattened geese, where the fat will all, which is the delicious part apparently, will all get ruined by roasting it. So gam l'magnavram mutali day in Yehudi afil yachad bebeso. Then you don't even need to be a butcher. You could be just an individual private citizen, and you can ask an any Yehudi to rinse it for you, so that you're not going to lose out on the ability to use that meat, because it's a hefsin meruba. Afilu bebesar behema hiskimu harbe achron. And even when it comes to beef, the a lot of achronim are makil to allow an enu yehudi, a non-Jew, to rinse it for you. The local magen avram against the magen avram. Vein bel yirab b'chuvus nadibu the shakasvu bel yirab and the nadibu the right dimi afshal yidei enu yehudi mutar gam al yidei Yisrael ach imuna chabasu b'kli tov shiurchutz yadav alav ad shiashari abasu b'mayim. That if you can't find an enu yehudi to do it, then you could even do it al yidei Yisrael. You could even rinse it al yidei Yisrael, have a Jew do the rinsing. But he says that better to do it in a way that's sort of like backhanded, that you put it in a kli and you wash your hands over it, and the water just lands in that kli, and that's how it soaks the meat. Sivvav elim loch biyachad harbe polim v'adashim shenespashal b'kli pasan. You should not salt many beans or lentils that have been cooked with their shells on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, b'klipasan da melicha mo'il lehem vavi kekvish v'ibud. Because this melicha would be similar to kavish, similar to ma'abed. Siv zayin, mutter loduch pilpulin afilu harbe yachad. You're allowed to crush peppercorns, even a lot at a time. V'yishi yaduchim b'kata shel sakin, but you have to use the back end of a knife, like the handle of the knife, uber ka'ara, and crush it into a plate. That's a double shinoi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, siv kan chav gimel mutter v'imu shochi people in the shar tavlin b'machteshes kedarko v'afil gargar echad yeshbo isodarais mishum tochein. If you grind it with normal grinding instruments, then it's tochein midarais. So that for sure you're not allowed to do even just a little bit of it. Afilu harbe yachad, but you're allowed to do it with the back of the knife and into a plate, even if you're doing a lot at a time. V'dafka mashe tzarech lelos haShabbos. But harbe yachad means as much as you're going to need for that Shabbos. You can't be doing more than you're going to need for that day. Ubekara, and into a plate. Pirush. You can't use, even if you're using the handle of a knife, you can't crush it into a grinding bowl or whatever you would normally use for grinding. After even though you're not using a grinding blade, you're using a knife to grind it. But still, if that which you're grinding it into is the normal thing that you would use for grinding, then it's of the duchal. It doesn't have to be in a plate, it could be just directly on the table, that's also a shinoi. If you're going to use the normal blade that you use for grinding, then even into a plate is going to be asr. Meaning what he's highlighting is that there are two shinuyim that you're doing. The thing that you're using to crush is a shinoi, because you're using the handle of a knife, and that which you're crushing it into is a shinoi, because you're doing a plate or a tabletop. Kosova Taz b'simen zed, the Taz writes over here, ein losim ha-pilpul in toch ha-beged v'lichtosh b'sakin alav du molid recha, that one should also be careful not to put the peppercorns into a cloth and crush, just bang down with a hammer on top of the cloth to crush it, because it's molid reyach in the beged. Amnam b'simen tafkof yiralef oschess b'taz, mashma de chazam is ave hiskam the marshal de shari mishum de inum chavin laza ayin sham. However, the Taz in Siman Tavkuf Yud Aleph sounds like he's makel on this because you're not having any kavana to be molded reyach in the beged. Kazu achronim de davka bekatet sakino who did tiru la de chapil pulin avalachtoch some besakim dak dak osir. To use the handle of a knife is mutter, but to just to use a blade of a knife to cut it into teeny tiny pieces is going to be osir. Just like you're not allowed to chop vegetables very finely, which I guess we're going to learn about not tomorrow, probably on Sunday. The common sifu base. What in the cold tavlin? The same is true of any other spice. So to review what we learned today, we said that you're not allowed to salt fish or eggs to eat for later, but there's a machlokas achronum, whether it's only us or if it's meant to be eaten after Shabbos or even at a later meal. Then we said meat whose third day is Shabbos can't even be rinsed by a guy unless it will be a real loss of money. Like we said, by the geese it would be a real loss of money, or if you're a butcher it would be a real loss of money. And then we said that you're not allowed to salt large amounts of peas or lentils. And then we said you can crush peppercorns with a double shinui, like using the handle of a knife and into a bowl. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, not sure yet what time, but we will be learning Se'ifim Ches, Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thanks so much for joining me.